Thanks to I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. We've got this game.
Kyle and Jackie O's.
I've got a fear.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, the woman scared of cotton. So we're going to get her on the air. There we are. Oh, yeah. Does the song even throw her?
Where did you go?
I don't know.
Where did you come
from? Let's bring in Julianne. She's 44. Hey, Julianne, come on in, honey. Take a seat. Sit up there. Much, yes. Oh. And carry on yelling and everything. Hi, Julianne.
Hey. How are you?
Do you reckon you can talk close to the mic so we can hear you?
Oh, she's nervous,
Don't
Kyle.
Worry. Don't
so
worry.
Nervous.
I know. So your fear is cotton balls.
But you look like a normal human being, like a nice, normal person.
Yeah, it's actually a thing. And Michael Jackson suffered from it too.
Well, that's no.
Oh, that's not the one you want to align yourself with.
I think Michael Jackson suffered from a lot of things. A lot of people aren't gluing themselves to.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Where did it start? The cotton, just saying the word, or is it just seeing the cotton ball? What's the problem?
It's everything. Even if I visualize, like right now, I'm thinking about it and I'm getting like chills, and it actually makes me sick. Like, it makes me gag.
Did you have a nasty grandma shoving cotton into your mouth? Where did it start?
I don't know, but it's that the texture. So you're like,
yes.
Oh God, you look like you're gonna vomit.
Oh God, deep breaths.
Have you ever been institutionalised? No.
So when did it start?
I don't know where it came from. I honestly don't. My brother used to chase me around the house with cotton balls.
So it has been since you were little.
Yeah,
though.
Since I was little.
Your
brother
would chase you around, not with a pickaxe.
No.
With cotton balls.
Yeah, and when I had my son, hey, you have a C-section, and they're like, get up, and I didn't want to, and then the nurse came in and was like, oh, your son has a bit of blood, and she pulled out a cotton wool ball. I got out of that.
You launched?
Yeah, I launched faster than Usain Bolt.
What?
I knocked it out of her hand.
What? It would be a cockroach or a spider to
Jackie,
you.
Even that is mentally also.
Oh, no, I've done that. But that's crazy. So it's more of like a gag kind of reaction.
Yeah.
I see your son and your husband out there. Mm-hmm. Now, when your son, you know, because he's only a little fella, how did you clean the sleep out of his eyes and the conjunctivitis? All these
tissue.
Things where cotton balls.
Yeah, tissue. Yeah, and even tissue is a little bit for me, but like my husband does most of the icky stuff.
Wait, what about removing nail polish? Because I find tissues do not work. Ooh. It has to be the cotton ball.
Shellac. I don't use.
So you go and professionally get them to... Do they use a cotton wool ball?
No.
What do they do?
I don't let them. No. They drill it all off.
Oh, they sandpaper it off.
Yeah.
So what else do we need cotton balls for? How else is this affecting your life? When you get a blood test and they put the cotton ball there with the Band-Aid?
No, don't let them. I just hold it with my thumb and then they just put a Band-Aid over the top.
Okay.
I can't even stand that.
For $5,000, you're prepared to face your fears. What we've set up is a coffin full of cotton wool balls. You'll get in. It'll be laying on like a cloud. Then we will tip thousands of cotton wool balls onto your face and body and then put the lid on it.
I think what's the worst part about a cotton ball? Feeling it, rubbing it in your fingers and hands?
No,
and
stop.
Okay, so
it's the texture, like the...
So you don't like
squidgy.
Do you freak out when it's Halloween and everyone's got that big cotton they pull out like spider webs? You don't like that either?
Definitely
so
not.
Would it be best for you when we start the clock, you have to start feeling them in your hands and then you get in the coffin?
Yeah.
And then we'll put it... But I feel like you have to feel the texture with your hands as part of it.
Oh, that will make me... Yeah, that will make it work.
Excellent. That's what we're after.
You've only got to last 60 seconds.
60 seconds, okay.
There's a timer ticking along. All you do is just count down. Every tick is closer to you winning the
$5,000. Okay.
Are you ready to go?
Now, we're going to set the scene, usually, with all these screens around us. Yesterday, we put up clowns and freaky funhouse stuff.
What
have we got today, guys, for the cotton wool ball theme?
Let's get the... Oh, it's live cotton.
they're large.
Cotton, it's cotton in the field. Now, a lot of people that's the natural plant of cotton. You don't like you can't. She won't even look.
Nah. Do I have to keep my eyes open?
No.
Sorry. Look. I love this shit. It's so funny when somebody else has a fear that's stupid.
You mean understandable, you mean, not stupid.
But I have it too, and I know what it's like. It's shit when you're experiencing it.
Okay.
But, God, it's funny for everyone
else. Julianne, get yourself together. This is for $5,000 cash. for your family. And don't forget, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. That starts Sunday on 10 and 10 play.
How are you going to do this?
I don't know.
You can't even look at them on the screen.
Nah. Oh, no. What about
tampons? You are right.
Oh,
with the
yeah,
tampons?
You would struggle a bit there.
That's just a compacted.
Yeah.
Well, I used to back in the day use gloves, but now we've
gloves,
got things called period pants, so I don't have to even worry about them.
So you
don't even use a tampon.
Nah.
Jesus. Okay, well, up you get, Julianne, and make your way over to the cotton
get
coffin.
Get her on mic, guys.
The
get
coffin
her on mic.
Full of cotton, which is how I'd like to be laid
Where's
to rest.
Where's the mic? For her.
Oh,
okay,
it's
get in the...
It's in the box.
Hang on, we're not going to hear her, though. We need that handheld mic.
She'll get in the box. She'll be right. You'll be able to hear her in the box. Here she... She's having a bit of a dry reach. In you get... Oh, stop carrying on. You in there? Oh, you're laying on a bath of cotton. On a bed of
now,
cotton.
Now, what we're going to have to do is once we start the clock, we need to then... You have to start scooping up handfuls of them and rubbing it between your hands.
I've got a cotton ball here. Let me try and pull it apart on air. Oh, that does have a noise. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. Oh, you can hear that.
Rub two together, apparently.
I don't think that makes any noise.
No, that
doesn't do anything.
I think she has a fear of them being rubbed together.
Yeah,
is that right?
I can't hear anything.
Okay. I need you to do there is grab ridiculous. Two cotton wool balls and rub them together.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. And then we'll start the clock. Are you ready?
Yep.
Just but before we start the clock.
Start tipping them on her face as well. Right, and then we'll start, as soon as the clock starts, just start tipping thousands of cotton.
Start the clock, guys.
What are we doing? We're not even starting the clock, it's just sitting in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so start the clock, start tipping the balls on it. Go.
Okay.
Go. Oh,
they're all in her mouth.
Oh, don't swallow it. Jesus Christ. Oh, she's... Oh, the child and husband are laughing on the outside. Oh, you're surrounded.
God, that's quite the reaction to him.
Jesus Christ. Not long left.
30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds. Yuck. You're halfway.
Come on, guys.
Okay, here we go. The woman is terrified of cotton wool. The rest of us, we don't even blink an eyelid. It means nothing. Listen to the carry-on.
Is there a bucket?
Yeah, there's a vomit bucket, yeah. Yeah, I'll see the chunder.
10 seconds.
10 seconds left. Hold it through.
5, 4, yeah.
Here we go. 2, 1. Get her out of there. Get that human tampon out of that thing. Well done, honey.
Wow, oh, that's $5,000.
Look at her freaking
thing.
Out. What sort of a weird sort of outback dance is that she's doing? Are you all right? Come over.
I don't have any more on me, do I?
Yeah, there's one on your shoulder. There's one on your shoulder. On the other shoulder. There it is. Oh, God. Jesus. That was a real... Are you all right?
Yeah. Does your, like, windpipes or something close up or what happens there? Because that cough was pretty bad.
I can't even explain it. My whole throat, dries up and it just... The gag reflex just is
kicks
well,
in.
Intense.
Hopefully, use that $5,000 for long sessions of where do you
cotton
go,
wool ball therapy?
Yeah, but Jackie's always at the therapist.
Yeah, there's always a
mental.
Cure for something.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Thank you. No, I'm going to take my son and my husband to Hawaii. So,
oh, you're a good mum. Nice. Look
oh, you
at
know,
you doing that.
They grow cotton in Hawaii. You know that.
Stop.
Everywhere
they
you
don't.
Look, there's cotton
they
here,
don't.
Cotton there,
no.
Cotton candy.
No way.
Do you go to Cotton On? Do you like that shop? No. You stay clear of Cotton On.
I can't even walk past Cotton in the shopping centre.
Wow.
I will avoid it.
You'd never go to Spotlight or anything like that?
Spotlight's not bad, but it's more so the actual cotton balls.
Yeah, right.
So when you're in the supermarket, you avoid the personal care aisle.
Yeah. So I'll either avoid it completely or I'll go up to it on one side and then go back around and go up to it the other side. So
you're certified.
Oh,
crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. I love that.
You're awesome.
Everyone's,
I love you.
Everyone's got their oddities about
don't
life.
Don't they? Yeah, yeah.
I think you've conquered your fear. You're still scared.
No, I don't think she's conquered it. I think she just suffered through it.
I think it'll
if
still
you've
be
laid in a coffin full of... items that you're fearful of?
At least you know you can do it, yes, but it's not pleasant. Right. Yeah.
Old husband's very supportive out there,
laughing his head off. I can just imagine.
It hilarious. It's funny, though. It is funny, I got to say.
Don't forget, Robert Irwin joins Julia Morris. It's on TV Sunday night, Channel 10 and 10 Play. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Well done, Julianne.
Thank you, Julianne.
Thank you.
Enjoy Hawaii. Yeah. You deserve that.
You've been great.
Thank you so much.
Kyle and Jackie O.